This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Don't blame the dog, although that's what some of you may have done. I posted pictures on Instagram and Facebook about the totally freaky fungi I call DVSM, dog vomit slime mold. Some of you admitted admonishing the family pet for getting sick in your wood chips. Ah, but it's not. While I've never liked eating mushrooms, it's a texture thing, I do find some of them fascinating. DVSM changes almost daily. I have more pictures up on gardenbite.com. DVSM seeks out wood chips. My husband and I just happened to have cleaned up the weeds behind the garage, thrown down some thick black plastic, and piled on a whole bunch of wood chips from the local yard waste site. And DVSM got real active. It starts out a bright, cheery yellow, continues to crawl across the wood chips while the fruiting bodies continue to change shape and texture for the next couple of days. And then as the food runs out, the color fades to a dullish grayish beige with what looks to be, on some of them, blood forming on top of them. This is the spore-producing stage. The entire surface, which can be at least 8 inches wide, starts to break off and moves to another area to continue the cycle. I had about 4 spots of DVSM. The transition from a mushy blob of protoplasm to the release of spores is very fast, usually occurring within 48 hours. As you wander your wood-mulched gardens, don't immediately blame the dog if you find a bright yellow blob of goo. Take a closer look. No, it doesn't smell. And watch as dog vomit slime mold crawls and changes shape, texture, and color. If you stand there long enough, you'll see it move. Well, maybe not. It really hurts nothing, so just let it be. Find Garden Bite on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and leave comments. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.